is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
You are going to absolutely love today's show. My guest is Dr. Julie Krall. She is, her resume, like I started reading it over again this morning and I'm like, holy cow, is this woman like 300 years old? She's a licensed mental health practitioner. She has a PhD in counseling psychology. She's a certified Labyrinth facilitator, spiritual director, certified wellness coach, on and on. She's the founder of Good of the Whole, which we're going to talk all about today. And also she has a show here on Empower Radio called All Things Connected. Welcome, Dr. Julie.
Oh, thank you, Jane. Thank you. I'm really honored and happy to be here today.
Well, I'll tell you what, am I pronouncing your last name properly?
You did really, really good, actually. My daughter-in-law is graduating from physical therapy school, and she had to send in the phonetic. She said, give me the phonetic spelling and how do we pronounce it for her graduation ceremony. And so I was like thinking about that this weekend, like, okay, it kind of rhymes with lull or hole. You did really good, Jane. Perfect.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. So when we first met, we kind of came together through the Empower community, and you have started a campaign that I am so into because right now, especially now on the planet with some of the recent things that have been taking place, we really, really need to be focused on spreading goodness and compassion and love. And you have started a campaign called the hashtag Love More campaign. What is this campaign? Where did it come from? And just tell us all about it and how we can get involved.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Well, it's kind of funny, as the Good of the Whole stewards meet regularly. And once the election happened, there was this need. People are like, well, let's do this. Let's do this thing that says, stop it. Stop doing what you're doing. And then we were all like, no, we're not really the resistance voice. We're more in the invitation voice. And all of a sudden, this campaign popped through our consciousness, our collective consciousness, that was like, love more. Why? Let's just talk about loving more now. So literally, we have this really cool graphic that invites people to put a red heart on their hand. You can come take the Love More pledge, which is really delightful and simple. It's really about loving ourselves, loving the planet, loving our community and humanity as a whole. It's really, really simple pledge. But this invitation is a campaign to you've seen lots of different social media campaigns where you tag others and invite them to take the challenge. But we're really inviting people to put that red heart on your hand in a group. Individually, some people are doing it with their pets, people are doing it all over, but we're talking about how we are standing more to really ground this force of love and invite people to love more, and how we're doing it individually.
Okay, so you're listening right now, so if you want to know where to go to find out all the information about how you can get involved, because social media and campaigns they're just so much fun. And I was looking at some of the posts on Instagram and some of the videos, and it's extraordinary. I mean, you've got all these different people from walks of life putting the red heart on their hand, hashtagging Love More, and posting it different places. So if you're wondering where you can get involved with this, go to the website goodofthewhole.com, and then there is a place where you can go to the pledge. And it's basically you're pledging to have a courageous expression and ground force of love, and you're just with the intention of putting out more love on the planet. It has been a very difficult time for so many people, and our planet has gone through a lot of change, and we've been seeing so much. There's been so many pockets of aggression and bizarre things happening that daily I have to get up and just go, okay, and just start my ritual of sending out waves of goodness and love, because what I feel is that if we can be part of a solution by spreading more goodness, and if we're complaining about the current situation, then we're sending out that. What do you, you know, in your walk of life, like what happened? Where, you know, where do you feel that this is going to come to a full circle?
Well, thanks for asking, Jane. You know, a couple things go through my mind when you ask that question. And number one is really helping and assisting others to understand what's going on from a whole systems perspective and the evolution of consciousness on the planet. This weekend, I was inspired. I started writing a blog, and I haven't posted it yet, but I was watching a local friend that I know created a rant. He had never been politically active, and he's a musician, and he decided to post and say, okay, what is going on? And he had a really long rant. And I had this awareness that we really need to help people understand that our biggest challenges with diversity is really not about race and religion and ethnicity and gender or sexual orientation. Our biggest diversity right now is consciousness and levels of consciousness. And people don't understand that we literally go through different levels of consciousness as human beings in our normal, healthy development. And so right now, we have this disparaging gap in the egocentric level of consciousness, you know, those, the as we're waking up and seeing ourselves as separate from everyone else, which is a gift, but that leads to competition and, you know, comparing and contrasting and a lot of chaos. And many have already moved into a more soul-centric, a more whole-centric consciousness of, like we were talking about, good of the whole, understanding that we're all a part of an interconnected organism. And we're not separate from the earth. We're not separate from a God, creator, source, whatever we want to call it. We're not separate from one another and community, that literally, it's not even just a hypothesis or a good idea or a woo-woo kind of thing. Literally, we are connected. And so understanding that, I think, Jane, is really an important piece. I like to talk about how all of the institutions and organizations on our planet right now that were formed, were created in this previous level of consciousness of separation, and you know, separation is really an illusion, but all of the individual institutions and organizations that were formed were based on that separation consciousness. And it's not sustainable. It doesn't serve us anymore because we really aren't, we never have been separate. But we created that illusion. We got really good at it. And we did a lot of amazing things. And we mastered a lot of science and technology and just incredible things on our planet from that level of consciousness. And now we're evolving into a new way of seeing and being in the world. So it's a huge thing, but really breakdowns lead to breakthroughs, and there's so much amazing stuff going on the planet, and people are have solutions everywhere. There's so much working. We're just not seeing it right now.
I think that's a really good way to put it. I mean, you know, break it down. You know, how do you teach this? And are we to stay in our own tribe because that's what we want to hear? Or are we going to reach beyond that? And because we are all connected, that's what I'm seeing, is that there's such a breakdown right now and such a force of diversity. And everybody is just, you know, there's just this energy of frustration, perhaps, where you've got one half that you said woo-woo is like, oh, we got to move beyond this and we're going to figure this out. And then there's the other half that's like, no, 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 no. This is unacceptable behavior. This frustrate, you know, they're like, use your voice to speak up and to say something about what is wrong, about what's been happening. So, you know, which side are we on? You know, I mean, yeah, we can love more, but I mean, when are we going to make that actual breakthrough? I think we have to all use our voice the most positive way possible and not sit on our hands at this moment in time.
Yeah, it really is about grounding the force of love and having compassion, Jane, because really, if we look at it as even levels of consciousness, we wouldn't expect someone in kindergarten to know what someone in a doctoral program knows on the planet. And so literally the responses are coming from these different levels of consciousness. So we have anger, we have a lot of upheaval, we have things coming on. Well, these people are coming out of survival mode, right? They're mm-hmm. scared. They're looking for economic stability and security, personal and global security. And that's their primary focus. Well, there's so many others who are already into different levels of consciousness and with global sustainability and how do we serve the greater good. And those two seem like they're miles and miles apart, but they really aren't. So I like what you're talking about is like when we come from a place of love and compassion and really hold all of us, we really at the core all really want the same thing. We just are looking at it through different lenses.
Mm-hmm. We got to break it down. And, you know, you mentioned a child not having the conscious level or the consciousness awareness of someone that has a doctorate. But I think if we were all to be a bit more childlike and have that childlike wonder and awe, I mean, we're not brought on the planet as bigots and racist, right. You know, we all come on as these souls and then we develop. And I believe those behaviors are learned. So we are going to talk a lot more about this Love More campaign and your vision for it. I mean, are you just getting a groundswell of love? Is that what you're all about with this Love More? Or do you have a higher level where you would like it to go?
Well, actually, I love how you say groundswell. We have no intention. It's like release the expectations, right? Let's okay. just seed the consciousness of love, mm-hmm. get the groundswell, which would be beautiful. Anybody can relate to loving more and coming from the heart, leading from the heart. And yeah, we'd like to teach more along with that of how do we create resonance between people and in organizations and really understand what it really means to ground a force of love and to come from, it's a whole different place when we add that love and compassion, no matter if we're into ego and separation or we're into a soul-centric way of seeing the world. It doesn't matter.
Very good point. My guest today is Dr. Julie Krull, and we are talking about the Love More Pledge. It's goodofthewhole.com if you want to follow along or you want to get involved. And we'll tell you more about how you can do that and what you can do on your social media outlets on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get involved with this wonderful, beautiful campaign simply about pushing out more love, which the planet and all of us desperately need at this moment in time. We'll be back in just a bit.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Nancy Newcomer. I do the Back to the Kitchen Minutes here on Empower Radio. You can also hear my show, The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, catch me on 98.5 KFOX. Today, I wanted to share with you my experience with Go Cleanse. It's been such an amazing journey. I have to say, what I love, number one, about the Go Cleanse system is that you can eat real food. In fact, a lot of my healthy recipes on my food blog have been incorporated into the Go Cleanse program, easy to do. And if you follow the program, the pounds are going to drop. But not only will you lose weight, you're going to feel that vitality and that energy. Ever since using Go Cleanse, I've been sleeping better. If you'd like to give it a try, give them a call. 1-866-352-6888. That's 1-866-352-6888. You can also check them out on Facebook at Facebook/GoCleanse.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
My guest today is Dr. Julie Krull, and she actually has a show here on Empowered. It's called All Things Connected. Forthcoming book, which I'd love to ask you about, Dr. Julie, is Fractured Grace. Tell me about your book and when we can expect to get our hands on it, because I have stacks and stacks of books. They're next to my bed. They're next to the couch. They're next to my reading chair. I'm old school. My friends are always like, why don't you read online? And I'm like, because I like the feel and the smell and the print. And I like having a bookmark. And I like to dog ear my pages and highlight things. So I hope, and for my sake, I hope books are always here, at least in my lifetime. But so what about Fractured Grace?
Thank you. I'm with you on the dog ear and feeling, and I'm with you on the book thing. Fractured Grace should be out this fall. It literally is kind of like a convergence of a memoir and self-help and just a different kind of way to look at the world. It's kind of like what we've been talking about today. I took my experience literally. I had a freak accident and I snapped 6 bones.
Oh, goodness.
In my leg, my ankle, and I was put in the chair, and the book literally wrote me. I was working on a couple other books, and this one just wanted to write itself and just flowed through. But we're looking at this innate intelligence that we all have within us to heal our bodies and to grow and be creative, and then what's going on in the world, and how we can literally have that same kind of faith and grace that all things are okay when we relax into this amazing creative intelligence that pulses through all of us.
That's going to be a beautiful book. What happened? How did you hurt yourself?
It was really strange and bizarre. I was walking very carefully and slowly and mindfully down a slippery hill. I was just walking on grass real carefully, like really carefully. And my one leg slipped, the other planted and twisted. And I had a spiral break in my tibia and other kinds of fractures in several other places. It was so bizarre, Jane, but I think it was the universe saying, Julie, sit down and write this book.
You know? Absolutely. And there you have Fractured Grace. So
there's Fractured
that's very
Grace.
Cool. I love the name too. And what a cool story. Sometimes it is about just slowing down. You know, whenever something bizarre happens, I'm like, okay, I was supposed to just slow down and maybe pay attention. The Love More campaign, you can go to goodofthewhole.com. It's goodofthewhole.com. Take the pledge. It is the Love More campaign. It has started to have a little bit of effect on social media. So people are sending out pictures. So can anyone get involved with this campaign? Is this just, you know, nobody has to pay money? Tell me a little bit about how people can get involved with the Love More campaign.
Anybody can get involved with the Love More campaign. Thanks for asking. You know, it's a real simple, easy thing to do. And we have a list on that. On the Good of the Whole site, it's just a / Love More. We have the Love More Challenge, which is inviting others to take the challenge, kind of make a declaration of how you're loving more in the world. Put that heart on your hand, take a selfie video, put it up with hashtag Love More, and it just goes out to the world. So it's really simple. Tag others, invite them, you know, invite them to participate and to put their heart on their hand and send that video or picture. Other people are being really creative. They're creating videos. They're doing artwork. They're writing blogs and stories. They're gathering with people in their community. We had one woman gather with all of her friends, and she talked about this campaign, and then they all went out and did other projects. Like, she inspired them, and they all went out to do their own projects. We have others who are just sharing it with their natural groups and organizations. So if they belong to an organization or a spiritual center or community organization, they're just taking the information and putting hearts on their hands, taking group pictures, and doing some service with it. You know, it's really about the sacred activism of it. So it's really about embodying this force of love? What are we doing to invite more love into our lives and into our relationships, into our workplaces? And really, love belongs everywhere, right? It doesn't, there's no borders, there's no boundaries with love. It belongs everywhere. So that's the main thing. You can also take the pledge, which is really simple. It's on the website too. And the pledge does the same thing. It says, you know what? I choose to love more. I choose to love my planet, love humanity, love my neighbors as myself. It's really simple. So it's just a simple pledge. The key is we do want to share it on social media. Just share.
Okay.
Get that hashtag out there and let's just see what happens with it.
So on Good of the Whole, on the website, there you actually have where people can purchase buttons and T-shirts, and it says that you can be part of the mission. What are you doing with the funds that you get from this?
Well, actually, this Good of the Whole website right now, there's no paid people whatsoever. This is all volunteer in-kind donations right now, holding together this plethora of resources and information of how we're bringing spirit and consciousness more fully into life. So
okay.
Eventually we would love this to be sustainable where we have support that literally staff can support all of these individuals and stewards and community people that want this. But for right now, we created this amazing resource repository and a beautiful literally communication device for all people. And we're just doing it volunteer. So that money raised, if you choose to buy T-shirts, buttons, and what have you, helps keep this website going, helps support future campaigns just like this of how are we going to bring more love into our lives and our world.
Okay. All right. That's very cool. It's goodofthewhole.com. And you can find out all about it. You can join. So if I wanted to become a member, is it just free? Is it like a free membership?
There are different levels of membership on Good of the Whole, Jane. You can definitely have a free membership. You don't even have to sign in. You can see everything that's created and shared without even sending your email information or anything in. There's that basic membership.
Okay.
To engage, you can, if you want to, like comment and share and get involved just with social media, all you have to do is sign in with your Facebook, your Twitter, or your email, and then you literally can be more engaged in your membership. And then there's other levels up. We offer different kinds of it's kind of like a reward, like a GoFundMe account where literally for like say $25 a month, you can learn more about resonance and what does that mean, and how do we teach love to other people, and how to really come from that place of heart-centered leadership in everything we do. So there are different levels and people can just give what they want, but for free, really, this is about us sharing with the world this message. You know, Jane, there's also like a whole page of other ideas. People can, you know, get involved. They can share this. There's videos. We're trying to really showcase and highlight what everybody is doing. And so we'll continue to put that out there and see what wants to emerge here.
How long has Good of the Whole been in existence?
Well, Good of the Whole has been in its soft launch infancy stage for a little over a year. It's been in existence for it's 2017. Wow. So for 5 years, it's been germinating and the people are coming together. Different stewards have had an impact on the formation of it. So it's been around for 5 years and we're just now to the point of wanting to grow it and share it with the world.
I love it. It's a really, really cool campaign. It's very pure and there's just a lot of good resources, which I love. I've been clicking through all the different pages and you can really at your fingertips find out all kinds of good stuff. So check out goodofthewhole.com today. And if you want, get involved with Love More. It's simply put a heart on your hand, hashtag Love More, share it on Twitter, share it on Instagram, post it on YouTube, share it on Facebook. Is there a Love More Facebook page?
There is a Good of the Whole Facebook page.
Okay.
And we're putting all the Love More posts up there, and we will be moving them to the actual website so people can see them and they'll be archived there forever. But yeah, share it widely with whatever social media you're attracted to. And then invite people via email if that's how you operate. It's okay.
Yeah, I've got friends that still do that, that refuse to do the social media thing. They're just like, nope, not having it. So
yeah.
I have really enjoyed speaking with you. I'm sure we could go on for 5 or 6 hours, but Nate probably has other things to do, who is our fabulous engineer back at the Empower Studio. My guest today is Dr. Julie Krull, and she has a show here on Empower, which you can listen to every single week. She has got a book coming out. She's the founder of Good of the Whole, and the Love More campaign is up and rolling, and we invite you to be involved and love more. Dr. Julie, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me on Voices of Vision.
Thank you, Jane. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your voice, and I appreciate everything about your essence of who you are, what you're sharing here on Voices of Vision. So thank you for the invitation.
Oh, that's very lovely. Okay, I'll talk to you next week on Voices of Vision on Empower Radio.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision here on Empower Radio.